This looks like an all right place to climb down. The only thing is, climbing like this when you're unroped and you're on your own is probably the most unforgiving thing you can do, and it just means you've got to get every single move absolutely right. And one good tip to conserve your energy when you're climbing is try and keep your hands and your arms at shoulder height. As soon as they start going up, all the blood drains out of them and you fatigue much quicker. Been going just literally 5 minutes. I'm just drenched in sweat already.
It's 150 foot to the bottom, but with rocks as flaky as this, you've really got to watch your footing.
Oh, there was an American tourist out here in 2005, and he actually slipped and then fell about 40 foot down rock faces, not dissimilar to this. But he actually survived that fall, but then probably what he did was panic, and it's then that he slipped and he fell, and this time he was killed. I thought it was pretty hot at the top of these cliffs, but what I had up there at least was, you know, a bit of a breeze. But down here, I tell you, it's just boiling, and it's like I'm now entering these hot plains, and it feels a bit like I'm out of the furnace, but definitely entering the fire.
Down here, it's unbearably humid. It may look green and lush, but it isn't. The humidity is 100%, which makes the temperature feel more like 150 degrees.
Sun is just so powerful.
The danger of high humidity is that sweat can no longer evaporate and cool you down, because the air is already fully saturated with moisture. That makes heat stroke even more likely.